You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Smith, who as of last week was the defensive captain, but apparently with Micah Parsons and a few other young linebackers, Jalen Smith became expendable. Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback, tweets, the Patriots shopped Stephon Gilmore to a small group of teams they trust yesterday. They tried to be quiet on this, asking Price Gilmore's desire for a new deal, no deal. By getting the release out there early today, the Patriots trying to smoke out other offers. So that's according to Albert Breer. We'll have more on what the situation is with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. Michael Silver, the NFL reporter, had some interesting tweets yesterday from the locker room, with some players even admitting that even when Urban Meyer was telling the players what happened, that right after he left, according to Michael Silver, one player said that everyone started dying laughing, and Urban Meyer knew it. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We will get your phone calls coming up. Say good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app, and our radio affiliates around the country. Congrats to the Red Sox. They survived the one-game playoff, beating the Yankees last night 6-2. I guess the story to keep an eye on is the future of Aaron Boone as the Yankees manager. The Red Sox are now 12-12 against the Yankees in the postseason and have won the last four dating back to 2018. The thing that I said in the first part of the show is the Yankees aren't good enough to hate. You know, you have to get to a certain status where you don't like them. You know, their history, you might look at them as the evil empire. They've been in one World Series in 17 years. They won it, but they're just not threatening. And last night, watching that, where Gerrit Cole, and you spent $300 million on him, that's why you spend that money on him, and he failed miserably. You know, the Dodgers make the trade for Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer goes tonight. That's why you got him. Big game, big moment, and that's the kind of guy you want on the mound. It doesn't exactly feel right to have two of the most storied franchises in the National League playing this one-game playoff tonight, especially the Dodgers, because they won 106 games this season. But here we are, Max Scherzer against Adam Wainwright. Season's on the line. Scherzer already has 22 postseason appearances. Wainwright has 28. And both have been brilliant this season. Both have had playoff success. You know, this is a matchup that we probably could have seen maybe earlier. At least this is where we were headed. And you got a one-game format here, and I know there's been a lot of criticism here, but that's the system right now. For the Dodgers, there's pressure. You know, they won the title last year, but that's a demanding fan base. You don't have Clayton Kershaw for the postseason. Max Muncy, not sure about him. But imagine this. You've got a one-game playoff, and the Dodgers are still the favorites in Vegas to win the World Series. It's one game. All it takes is one swing, one throw, one moment, and it changes everything. Yeah, McLevin.
We haven't put up a poll. Should we still have the one-game playoff? Because, you know, as Smoltz was saying, I think the average fan wants to expand it to three or something.
John Smoltz joined us in the first hour of the show, and John said he's not a big fan of the one-game playoff.
I mean, if the Dodgers go out and won, isn't everyone going to be mad?
Yeah, but this goes back to what I said yesterday. It's the teams that are involved in the one-game playoff, and it doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right. I mean, if the Padres were playing the Giants in a one-game playoff, there's no outcry. It's just not. If Tampa is playing Toronto, as I said yesterday, one-game playoff, there's no outcry. I mean, it's just not happening. And that's why we look at, instead of looking at it for, you know, the totality of the rule and or, you know, what the format is, we're just looking at it one year. Next year, you may not even care it's a one-game playoff. When's the last time you said, boy, this isn't fair, a one-game playoff? We care now. The Dodgers, their season on the line. You win 106 games. Oh, they deserve better than that. They do, but that's the format. Nobody said this at the beginning of the year because nobody thought the Giants were going to win one more game than the Dodgers, or that the Yankees would and the Red Sox would fail to catch the Tampa Bay Rays. That's the only reason why this is an issue right now. So what's the poll question we're going to go with, final hour?
I actually did put up, will Urban Meyer last the season? 64% say no so far.
All right. Willie in Alabama. Hey, Willie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Aloha to Ryan out there in Honolulu. Hey, my question is, when Urban was in that club, was his wife and his kids there? And if they were, is all this consensual? And why is this such a big deal?
Well, I think the family was at the restaurant, the other part of the restaurant, not the bar area. And this is his restaurant. They were there earlier. And thanks for the phone call, Willie. And then I think Urban stayed. And his wife, you know, had a tweet, I think, and said, look, you know, he was blowing off some steam. I knew that he was at the bar. She didn't know that there was a video, or actually two different versions of the same moment that on video. And that changed everything. I mean, when you think about when there's video involved, it changes everything. Because you can go, oh, this happened. And then all of a sudden you see it happened. The pictures, you know, that makes it difficult. Now it's video. And the fact that Urban Meyer, you know, if somebody is dancing with you or dancing up against you, you know, at some point you might go, hey, you know, give me a little space here. If he walks away, he's in the clear. But he didn't. And the other angle of that video, it doesn't look good at all. And, you know, I guess she's 24 years of age. And the owner, you know, pulled out his moral compass, and Shad Khan said, you know, it's inexcusable and okay. And I know that it sounds really callous to go, if they're 4-0, is this as big a deal? And it's probably not. But these coaches are used to being in a smaller city, and you know, the media is far friendlier. You're insulated. You're in Columbus. You're in Gainesville. You're winning. You're the coach. And people look the other way, or somebody's not videotaping you. I mean, that's just the reality of this. Urban got away with things in Florida. Players that he had there, recruited there, stuff that went on there. You know, there were a lot of people who didn't like this hire to begin with. A lot of NFL reporters did not like this hire because they didn't know if, A, health-wise, did it make sense? And also, that the history of being a college coach going to the NFL is against you. And I think that you get to that point, he's 57. Do I want to go back to college? Hey, I can coach Trevor Lawrence. I can get a lot of money. Maybe not a lot of pressure on me to start out first couple of years. I get to build my staff. You know, I got a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback. Like, those are the things that entice you. And every coach thinks that they can make something better. You have to have that mentality. And my thought from the beginning was, did he have the capability to absorb losses? Not accept, but you have to absorb them. And after a while, you know, you're bleeding. And there's another bullet hole, another bullet hole. You can say, you know, hey, show patience. He doesn't know patience. He wins. If he loses one game, it's a bad season. He's lost four. Should he have accompanied his team back down to Jacksonville? I know a lot of people have said that. I understand if he's saying to the owner, I'm going to stay, get a chance to see my family, and, you know, I got this one moment, and then I'll be back. You know, we're going to have Friday off, and then we'll get back to work on Saturday. Whatever he said, I understand it. I don't like it, but I don't like it because now I've seen what the end result is. Hey, he deserves to blow off some steam, according to his wife. Okay. It's not exactly blowing off steam. Yeah, Paul.
Like you said, his worst season as a college football head coach was 9-3 with Florida. I mean, that's his worst season ever. Yeah. I think the other thing you mentioned was interesting, that if he was still the Ohio State head coach, the local people wouldn't be out to get him. The local people wouldn't be taking that video and posting it, because imagine the blowback on a person who called out the successful Ohio State head coach locally. That person would be lit up.
Well, even the people who videotaped this, I think, have deleted their accounts. I think the woman involved in this has deleted her account. So they're involved in this as well. At some point, does she sit down with an interview for an interview with somebody nationally? Like, how big does the story get? And also, it's open season. This happens. It happens with athletes. you know, public figures where it's like one thing happens and then it's open season. And look no further than Tiger Woods, because there was a lot of stuff that went on behind the scenes. But he was untouchable. And then he wasn't. And then this woman and that woman and this source and then everybody. Then all of a sudden, those press conferences take on a whole different life of the questions you're asking. That happened to Tiger. Build you up, tear you down. Unfortunately, it's the way it works. Kyle in Houston. Hey, Kyle. Welcome to the program.
Hi. So two quick things. One, I wanted to say I think the baseball wild card system is perfect because it rewards the division winners because they don't have to burn their ace just to win that one game playoff.
Yep.
But the other reason I was calling was we're talking about Kyrie Irving and what they could possibly do if they want to just get rid of him because they think he's never going to get vaccinated. And the Rockets are sitting there with John Wall. John Wall's not Kyrie Irving, but he's probably better than half of Kyrie Irving. And since Irving can just opt out at the end of next season, or at the end of this season, that gives the Rockets something where they're not really losing anything because they actually get this expensive player off the books faster. And Brooklyn at least has a player they can count on to play.
I mean, it's a fair point you bring up, Kyle. Thanks for the phone call. I don't know if you want Kyrie Irving. I don't want John Wall, but do I want Kyrie for 1 year? You know, all the Nets want is you get one title. And then I think Harden plays somewhere else. If they win a title, I think James Harden plays someplace else. Just a feeling. With Kyrie, I just wouldn't want to show up every day going, wait, he did what? Wait, he said what? He's not here? I just don't want that. And if he's not listening to his buddy Kevin Durant, then who's he going to listen to? And he's not going to practice. Now they're talking about maybe moving their practice site to Jersey or some other place because he can't practice in New York. I mean, this is crazy. But if his stance is, I don't want to get vaccinated, that's fine. But then don't play. Or accept the financial penalties. But you shouldn't have to pay him his salary. If he can't play home games, you shouldn't have to pay him. But now he's saying, and Nick Wright of Fox Sports reported this a couple of weeks ago, because the Nets were considering trading Kyrie Irving. And Nick Wright reported that Kyrie said that he would, or his representative said that he would retire. All right. Well, you're stuck with him. Great player, but not worth it. Not at all. And Ben Simmons. Ben, you're the one that played poorly. And yes, your coach said he didn't know if he could win a championship with you. I understand that. But how about you prove to your coach that he can win a championship? Instead of acting like a 25-year-old where you go, oh, this is getting a little tough here. I want out of here. What happened first? You played poorly? You can't shoot? You won't go to the free throw line? Whose fault's that? This is the, I got to blame somebody else culture. That's not me. Yet is you. And what? Who's to say that you won't do the same thing going someplace else? Are you a good player? Yes. Are you worth all of this? No. Kyrie, Hall of Famer, not worth it. But somebody will make a trade. Somebody will pay him. I mean, it happens. Every sport, there's always one where you go, oh, nobody's going to take him. And maybe you get an Antonio Brown situation where he has been a model citizen with the Buccaneers. Josh Gordon got another chance. If you're old enough to remember Steve Howell, the former Yankee and Dodger closer, he had, what, 6 or 7 chances coming back from drug suspensions. If you have talent, somebody will take a chance on you. Somebody will take a chance on Urban Meyer. If this doesn't work out, absolutely. Some school, I wouldn't be surprised if it's an SEC school. Don't take a chance. You got a mess, winning will always clean up the mess. It does. right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. We will check in with Michael Silver. Talk to Michael about the situation with the Jags. Is Urban Meyer coaching for his job the next 2 weeks? I mentioned that they host Dolphins and the Titans. They are actually in London for the Dolphins game, I believe. Is that right, McLovin? Dolphins?
Yeah, 9:30 a.m.
Does London care about this?
Well, aren't the Jags sort of the quasi-London team?
I know, but do they care about the Urban Meyer situation?
They do like scandal over there. The tabloids.
I know. I don't know how big this plays if it plays across the pond. Take a break. 17 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. We want to hear something amazing. Yes. Well, you will. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. Well, there's no limit on how much you can earn. How amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. And that means when you pull out the Discover credit card, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. More phone calls coming up. What we learned this day in sports history. Have that for you. By the way, is there alien life form here on Earth? Peacock joins Demi Lovato and friends on a quest for answers. Check out Unidentified with Demi Lovato, a new original series streaming now. Go to peacocktv.com to sign up. Spent a lot of time talking about Urban Meyer today and his future. Michael Silver, host of Pass It Down podcast, Washington football team contributor, formerly with Sports Illustrated, Yahoo, the NFL Network. Had some quotes yesterday from the Jacksonville locker room, including one that said that we looked at him, Urban Meyer, and basically WTF. Right when he left, everyone started dying laughing, and he knew it. Michael Silver joins us now. Walk me through yesterday, meetings, players, like a statement from the owner. Urban has his weekly radio show. Where are we with the Jags and Urban Meyer?
Well, Dan, this got off to a really poor start, especially earlier this season with the players. And so the latest scandal or fiasco or whatever you want to call it has just exacerbated that. But a lot of players in that locker room felt that he came in acting like he knew everything, kind of denigrating them, denigrating other coaches, denigrating the NFL in general. And so when one player told me yesterday he didn't have a lot of credibility to begin with, that's what was being referred to. And then, of course, you start out, you lose a couple. They catch you on the hot mic telling another NFL head coach, man, it's like Alabama every week, which, you know, in and of itself isn't a horrible thing to say, but kind of adds to the cascade of negative feeling in that locker room. Like, is this guy over his head? And then they also feel like he doesn't level with them all the time. And so you take all of that background, doesn't fly home with the team after a tough defeat, says he wants to spend time with his family. The video surfaced. Now, if he had gone into the Monday team meeting, which was scheduled, and said to the team, hey, I'm an idiot, I screwed up, it's on me, I made us look bad, he had a chance to maybe, pull through that and move on to, the next stage of the season. But he canceled the meeting. No explanation. I'm told that he tried to get a player and some assistant coaches to do some of the cleanup, none of which transpired. He may not have leveled with ownership, which is a more serious situation. And then he finally went position group by position group, kind of popped in and gave a story that nobody believed. That's why you heard the laughter.
Okay. He might not have been truthful with ownership about what?
The nature of what was seen on the video. It's possible that he wasn't truthful with ownership as to whether he had addressed the players and handled the issue. I'm told that he may have portrayed to ownership that he did do that, when in fact, as I said, there was no team meeting.
Why not just fire him?
You know, I think two things. If you're Shad Khan, you went way out on a limb to make this move and make a big splash, and you have a lot invested in it, not just financially, which I'm sure he can afford, easy for me to say, but, you know, emotionally and in terms of your own capital. So I think there's a sense like we'd love not to give up on this. And then the other reason is just you're probably mad at the way things are going, and the thought of just giving him a buyout is infuriating. Now, could you fire him for cause? I think, you know, it would be irresponsible if they're not having those discussions, at least internally, and possibly with the NFL in terms of contract language and what, you know, could you actually get away with firing for cause? And all of that, Dan, could just be, hey, maybe let's get to a settlement situation. So it could go that way where both sides want to end it and they settle on a number in the middle. It could be that Shad Khan gets so fed up that he fires him and pays the money. It could be that Urban quits on his own and walks away from the money. That seems unlikely. Or it could be that they just go on, try to get past it and hope they can actually do something they haven't done in more than a year, and that's win a football game.
Is it sustainable, though? Is his tenure sustainable?
You know, it's the biggest issue for me is if the players are openly laughing at him, right? So the NFL is not college football. These are not young men with dreams of getting paid who you can control and manipulate. This is, you know, these are alphas for the most part, guys who have funneled through an incredibly narrow funnel to get to the highest level. And they crave honesty, even when it's what they don't want to hear. And so he needs to start convincing them that he is sincere and honest. And is that salvageable? I don't know. I mean, I've known you a long time. I feel like you could do that because I know you, and I know you are a sincere person and you call it like you see it. My sense of Urban, who I don't know very well, is that he might not be wired that way.
Yeah, I just wonder if these next two games, how important these next two games are. You have one at home, you have one in London. And then I think you have a bye week after that. So handicap the next 3 weeks here.
Well, first of all, you don't want to see a really empty stadium at home. You don't want to see fans, you know, holding signs that are super embarrassing. They may. You don't want to see a team that looks like it quit, most of all. If you get through that next one, then you go to London. So, you know, Urban's been linked previously with USC. Let's remember the Lane Kiffin situation where he didn't even get to get on the plane. Well, that's one thing when it's an hour flight or where, you know, wherever, can't remember where the tarmac was. Maybe it was a couple hours away and Lane Kiffin had to go book a flight home because he got fired after a game. You don't want that to happen in London because that is a long, awkward walk through Heathrow. And then, you know, a lot of people on the plane kind of going, wait, isn't that? Oh, yeah, right. Urban, I think he needs, most of all, the team needs to look like they're playing hard.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Do the players want to play hard? Like consciously, I guess you do. Subconsciously, you may not want to.
Right. It's not as simple as we're not going to play hard. I think it's football is a game. We talked about sincerity. Insincerity gets rooted out really fast in football. And so you could tell yourself, yeah, I want to do well, but that might not translate to letting your arm get bent back at an unnatural angle to make a play or throwing your shoulder, you know, into a block. And so you see the teams that, you know, ascend to the highest level, they're playing for something, each other, what, you know, the coach, their belief, they're doing something collectively and fighting through all of that. And so you could say the Jags can, you know, get together and say, you know, screw the coach, we're doing this for us, let's go, rah, rah, rah. But then, you know, it gets a little hot out and, you know, the other team is, you know, a little more committed. it can go downhill really fast.
Yeah, I just don't know if the story is simmering right now. It feels like it's open season on Urban Meyer. I don't know if other things will come out here in the coming weeks.
Very, very fair journalistic sensibility, right? I have the same sensibility, and we hear rumblings. And I think the, you know, to me, the biggest red flag is he tried to BS his way through it initially, at least internally, right? So that's a bad sign. It would be one thing if he just said, yeah, I mean, I think if a coach said to his players, I think if an NFL head coach walked into a locker room and said to his players, you saw a video of me, I was drunk, I was stupid, I was caught up in the moment with a girl, and I apologize for that transgression. I think most players could relate, and most humans would say, okay, it was dumb, but it's, nobody's perfect. But I think when it starts feeling shady and rationalized and not totally truthful, not only do you not trust the person, but you wonder, as you said, is there that's going to come out? Because you're almost daring people now to uncover that.
Michael, great to catch up with you as always. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you, Dan.
That's Michael Silver, host of Pass It Down podcast, Washington football team contributor, formerly with Sports Illustrated Yahoo and the NFL Network. Yeah, I don't know where this goes, but it does feel like open season on Urban Meyer, and is there another shoe to drop? And what will it take for that owner to just say, all right, I'm going to swallow my pride, and we're going to come up with some kind of settlement? You know, Urban Meyer is not used to answering to people. Not the media. And, you know, at Ohio State or Florida, who's he answering to? I'm winning. I win. Bob Knight didn't have to answer to anybody until he had to answer to everybody. And then they got rid of him. I don't know if Urban Meyer can survive this. And I wondered about this last night. If I gave Urban Meyer a do-over, you're at Fox, pregame show, having fun, no stress, sort of hang in the shadows, wait for another good college job. I think he would probably opt for that. Just saying. Seems obvious, right? At what he signed up. Because this is an embarrassment. It's one thing when you lose. This is different. He's losing, and he's embarrassing himself and his wife. I mean, there's so much more involved in this. You bring in other people, but you kind of plow through when there's controversy. You can't plow through this. Not that easy. Wayne in Nebraska. Hey, Wayne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Patrick, thank you so much for clarifying. Yeah, I was kind of wondering, it seemed a little, I just kind of saw the video, it seemed like a rush of judgment to get rid of Urban, but I mean, after hearing what Michael Silver was saying, it sounds like it's a lot more than that, and I appreciate it. I was just trying to clear it up because just seeing what I saw didn't seem like it was in a fireable offense. It just seemed like maybe his wife should obviously, like, rein him in a little bit, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and, that's the tough part to, you know, try to examine, give an opinion on. I mean, that's Urban and his wife and family. But from the outside looking in, you know, that's a head coach doing this. It's on video. You just lost. You were with your family. You stayed out with friends at your restaurant bar. The thing that I always come back to is he didn't seem like he was bothered by this woman who was dancing, grinding up against him. Like that's, you know, maybe he had a couple of pops. Maybe he's not even thinking about whatever it is. It just, that's where you just go, man, you're careless. Even though this is your place and that used to be your city, your town. You got to realize when you're the most famous guy in the room, somebody's looking at you, taking a picture, taking a video. And anytime that we go out, I try to do my best. And I always say, you know, somebody will say, hey, let's do a shot. I remember somebody saying, hey, I saw you doing shots the other night. Well, I did one shot. It was with a bachelor party. And it was my wife's nephew's bachelor party. And I did one all of a sudden I'm doing shots. And then there's a picture of me doing shots. Anytime somebody would want a picture, I'd always hand Paulie my beer. I'm like, I just don't want somebody to go, oh, yeah, man, he was drinking beers.
And there's a picture of me in the background with two beers in my hand. I look like a total drunk. Thanks.
Yeah, Paulie, he's the drunk, not me.
Look at Dan's producer. He's got three beers.
Yeah. Man, you must have to drink a lot to be Dan's producer to put up with him. Ken in Denver joins us. Hi, Ken. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan?
Hi, Ken.
First time caller, 58170.
All right.
Great fan of the show. I have one question for you today. Whose sports career is in the most jeopardy right now? Urban Meyer, Ben Simmons, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Bauer, or Todd Fritz?
You were cooking until you dropped in Todd, because you know, Todd's on scholarship. But, yeah, thank you, Ken. Wow. Yeah, McClellan.
I don't know if it's fair to put Ben Simmons in that list.
No, no.
Although, I understand what he's saying, but.
Yeah. Trevor Bauer situation. I mean, that is wild.
But he's a 30-year-old, still very good pitcher.
I know.
He may never play for the Dodgers again.
I know. They just kept extending his suspension or whatever you call it. Indefinite suspension. And then he's not going to pitch for the Dodgers in the playoffs. Like, why? It just... let's see. What else do we have here? Patrick in Houston. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind?
excuse me. Caught me right in the middle of breakfast. Hey, Dan, 58165. I'm calling...
Patrick, did I catch you having like? Did I call you and catch you having breakfast? You called me.
No, sorry, you came to me on the phone right as I was coughing. I apologize.
Okay, all right.
All right. Yeah. Excuse me for that. the thing about Kyrie relates to you were talking about Ben Simmons the other day. I listen to you very regularly. I listen to Mannix and Nick Wright and all the NBA guys and. Everybody seems to be wringing their hands over what's the deal with Kyrie? What's the deal with Simmons? The deal seems so painfully obvious. I feel like I'm the only guy that can see the emperor's not wearing clothes. The problem is their attitude. The problem has always been their attitude. It's always going to be their attitude. It's crap. The day Ben Simmons cares more about playing basketball than he is about being a Kardashian is the day his shot will improve. The day Kyrie cares more about winning something than he does about being too smart for his own good or worth $300 million. I mean, this always is going to happen because you gave these guys all the fame and all the money before they won anything.
Well, Ben Simmons didn't have a shot, you know, before he met the Kardashians.
He's never going to work out in the offseason hard to try to fix that. He cares more about his Instagram than he does about his shot.
Well, I don't know how somebody, and thank you, Patrick, I don't know how somebody makes it this far without having a shot. Like, you don't know how to shoot. But he somehow managed to do it, and now he lacks confidence. Kyrie wants to be the smartest guy in the room. That's it. Plain and simple. I want to tell you about something. Okay. Tell me. Okay. Give me your great logic there, Da Vinci. I'm all ears. It's just, if Kyrie doesn't want to be a basketball player, then don't be a basketball player. I don't care. The NBA moves on. When Kyrie's gone, nobody's going to go, golly, I miss Kyrie Irving. When Ben Simmons is done, nobody's going to go, God, I miss Ben Simmons. That's how it works. All interchangeable parts here. But you think you're so important in the moment, like Ben Simmons. I'm 25. I got feelings too. I mean, ask Johnny Manziel. And how many times did I say it on this show? He's going to wake up one day and go, oh my God, what did I do? And that's what happened. I see these guys from start to finish. Now, my career has continued for 40 years. I see you when you start. I see you when you finish. I see you when you have kids and they start and they finish in a professional sports. LeBron's son is going to be playing soon. I mean, I'm in for the long haul here. But I see these guys, and you, in the moment they think that what they do and how they say something, what they say, it's the most important thing. And it's not. Ben Simmons should just realize, I get a chance to play basketball. I get paid a lot of money. I want to be great. I don't want to give the appearance I'm great. I want to put in the time and the effort to be one of the greats of all time. You want to be the next Magic Johnson? Then put in the time to be the next Magic Johnson. Kyrie, you want to be the smartest guy in the world? Go into politics. I mean, do something with this. Be a professor. You know, you got money. If the NBA is beneath you, then do something else. You get a chance to play with two of the greatest players of all time. Got a chance to win a championship. But do you really want to play? Do you love playing? Last call for phone calls, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this week's episode of That Scene podcast that I have on danpatrick.com and Amazon, I sat down with Anthony Michael Hall. We talked about his role in the movie Breakfast Club, as well as his relationship with the movie director John Hughes. Here's a portion.
But with John, and he really was, he felt like a great older brother. You know, he really did. Because, as I said, there was always a sense of like we would conspire together. You know, I was always doing things to make him laugh. It was like being a quarterback and running to the sidelines to get, you know, coaching from your coach. You know, we just had this short speak. He was really always kind of seeking to find the best in you. You know, what could we do to make the scene funnier or what have you, you know?
We also talked about his time on Saturday Night Live. He's got an upcoming movie called Halloween Kills. To catch the rest of the episode, go to Amazon.com/thatscene. Just saw this. Theo Epstein, I mentioned, would he be in the picture with the Mets to take over the Mets? He and Steve Cohen, the owner, spoke, decided that they're going to move in a different direction. This according to John Heyman. Theo is committed to helping baseball with on-the-field decisions. What else? Ultimately desires to be part of putting together an ownership group. Word is the Mets still may have a legit shot at Billy Beane. All right. Why meet if you don't have any interest? He works for Major League Baseball. It's not like you go, hey, I can get a pay raise here. I don't know. But as far as being part of ownership, yeah, I get that. Yeah, Paul.
That said, if I was someone, a billionaire, who wanted to start a new club or buy a club, if I could attach Theo Epstein, sure thing. Yeah. That's a great selling point.
Jesse in L.A. Hey, Jess, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Firstly, I wanted to give you major props on That Scene. I've been an avid listener since the first episode and absolutely love it. The Patton Oswalt interview was hilarious. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you do with a friend of the show, Bill Burr. Secondly, fan of the one-game playoff, makes baseball exciting. Schmoltz's idea of a lower-seeded team having to win two is also pretty nice.
Yeah.
And on the Dodgers, L.A. is ready. We aren't scared. Historically, the Cards have had our number, but we have the pitching and the hot bats, and I think we're going to win. The city's not satisfied with one. We want to celebrate a championship this time. And one more thing, if I could, for Todd. For trying to jinx the Dodgers tonight with that fake fanhood and that jersey. Not that I need to try to jinx his outdated Halloween sports names because they are so bad, but the four headless horsemen.
Thank you, Jesse. By the way, Fritzy's all-time Halloween name t-shirt available at danpatrick.com. It's truly scary for all the wrong reasons. Greg in Cincinnati. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind today?
5'8", 160 pounds. My question for you guys is Meyer going to go the way of Bobby Petrino and leave a memo on the player's locker and then, you know, be holding up the Trojan sign?
No, he's not going to get the USC job. But, Greg, thank you. I mean, he might do the Bobby Petrino, where Petrino basically left a note for the Falcons to say, see ya. And then next thing you know, he's on ESPN at a press conference in Arkansas. It's like, wait, what? What just happened? I left a note. Pat Riley famously faxed in his resignation with the Knicks. Yes, Todd.
And I'm passive aggressive. Those are pretty strong ones on a high level.
Paul in West Virginia. Hi, Paul.
Hey, DP. How you doing?
Good, sir. Good, sir.
I know. I'm not supposed to even ask that.
That's all right.
I just thought a couple of callers ago, they said something about Urban's wife should rein him in. I didn't think that was fair for her. And also, we know that winning is a deodorant.
Yep.
For losing. But I don't think that's going to happen with them. And I don't think the deodorant would help with Fritzy in the bathroom.
How to get that in.
Why don't we come up with a deodorant and we just call it winning?
Because everyone wants to smell like a winner.
What are you wearing? I'm winning.
Honey, you smell like a winner.
Then we get Charlie Sheen and he can do the commercial winning.
Then the whole line of victory.
Yeah.
Dominance.
Yeah.
Three-peat.
Dynasty. Oh, three-peat we can't use.
Oh.
But winning. What do you have on? Winning. Dominance. Yes, yeah,
can we do a bathroom story called Todd Spritz?
Where you spritz it?
Todd Spritz.
Okay.
No?
Kind of all kinds of interesting shaped bottles with that.
Todd Spritz.
What type of interesting?
There's certain things you don't ask a follow-up question.
It's a curious comment.
No, I know. I don't know what it meant. I just move on.
What do you mean? Anywho.
Okay, Todd.
I meant like a toilet or a gastrointestinal tract. There's all kinds of things you can do to, instead of just a standard bottle, you could, you know, make it a little extra unique, you know, fly off the shelf.
I don't know what gastrointestinal tract looks like, by the way.
Unfortunately, I've seen many maps and pictures of those at various appointments that I've had.
Are you happy, Seton, now that we can ask that question?
Just, I needed that answered for my own well-being.
I know. All right, all right. This day in sports history, Paul?
1880, Dan. The National League of Major League Baseball kicked out the Cincinnati Reds. Guess why the Reds were kicked out of the National League in 1880?
Because they were too good.
They were selling beer in the stands.
Oh.
And had not been approved. Bunch of prudes. Your Reds were kicking it.
All right.
Let's see. 1985, Joe Montana of the Niners set an NFL record with 57 passing attempts in a game. 5 touchdowns, 429 yards. That's it.
What did I learn on today's program, Todd?
Our friend Christopher Mannix says there are a lot of reasons to bet against the Lakers this season, especially Russell Westbrook's low three-point shooting percentage.
What we learned brought to you by the 2021 Mercedes-Benz SUV family. It takes no time to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. We'll talk to the Dodgers voice, Charlie Steiner. He'll join us tomorrow on the program. Talk to you then.